Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. As science has advanced, so has life expectancy. But in parts of the world, including the U.S., that number fell during the pandemic. So has our lifespan rebounded since then?
It has. But first consider that a child born in 1900 could only expect to live 32 years. In just over a century, the average had more than doubled to 71 years in 2021.
But when you zoom in, there are major regional differences. Newborns in Africa live to just 62 years on average, while in the Americas, it's about 75 years, and in Europe, nearly 78 years.
Now, back to the pandemic. In 2019, just before the pandemic, life expectancy in the Americas peaked at about 77, then tumbled 2 years during the pandemic, and quickly recovered by a year shortly after.
The biggest driver in longevity has been improvements in health. Over the past century, vaccines drove down childhood death rates, new drugs extended the lives of people with chronic diseases such as heart disease, life-saving antibiotics, and antivirals protected against infections.
We also overlook improvements in our public health systems that provide us with clean water, better air quality, and generally better sanitation.
Improvements in our standard of living, the reduction in the poverty rate, and vibrant economy also played a positive role. Although we still have a way to go to reach equity, it's an achievement to reflect on.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.